Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Ches Omud Beis. We begin with the Ramah at the very bottom of Kuf Ches Omud Aleph. We had started Simen Ayin Hey, and we had gone through the Mechaber in the first part of Sif Aleph, which talked about a woman who has a tefach by a tefach of skin that is uncovered, that normally is covered up. Even if it's one's own wife, one cannot read Kriya Shema while he's looking at this tefach by tefach of uncovered body. The Ramah comments, Hagah, V'yesh Omrim Daf could be Ishto. The Ramah says that this is talking, this din that we just mentioned of a tefach by a tefach is one's own wife. However, Avol B'isha Cheres, by a woman who's not his wife, Afilu Pachof Tzvi Tefach Hevi Erva. Even if it's a smaller than a tefach by a tefach area, then it is considered Erva and one cannot read Kriya Shema if he's looking at this woman. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Hay writes, Ayin in the Nishmas Odom Shekosa V'Lekul Yama. This din that we just brought down, that in regards to a woman other than your wife, the shear is less than a tefach by a tefach, is only a din derabbanan. And therefore, umahani b'zeatzima senayin, therefore, if you close your eyes, it's acceptable, even if you haven't turned away, as we've already learned in Sif Beis. Sif Kotin Vav, b'isha acheres, this is bein pnuyo ben eshesis. This is true whether she's a married woman or whether she's a unmarried woman. The halacha is the same. Sivkot and Zayin. If it's less than a tefach, v'im hashok megula, if the thigh is revealed, yeshomim dafilu be'ishto, then even with your own wife, even if it's pachos mitefach, also likros knegda. You're not allowed to read kriyashma in this situation. Why? Shum makom hirur yoser mishar evarim. Because this is especially a place where a person is like to have improper thoughts if he were to see this. We've only been talking here about whether it's permissible to read Kriya Shema or not. Because here there is an Isser, even if you have no intention to look at it, you just happen to be looking at it. However, but the whole bottom line Isser, that you shouldn't look at women in this fashion, that is, then even if you're looking at a woman and you're doing it for prurient reasons, you're looking to get enjoyment and looking at another woman, so then even if it's her finger, which is normally something that's not covered, since you're looking at it to get benefit, you're looking to get some prurient desire fulfilled, then over Balav, that certainly is also the lo sasurach rei nechem, that one is not allowed to follow after one's eyes. So when we've been talking till now, it's only if you by accident looked at it, or you happen to be looking at it while you're saying Kriya Shema, not that you're intending to look at it. If you're intending to look at it, even if it's a place that normally is not covered up, you're doing it to get hanah from another woman, that's improper. The Amru Chazal said, Shafilu Yesh Biyadu Toru Masim Tovim, if even a person is a Talmud Chacham and he has a lot of good deeds under his belt, Lo Yinoke Medina Shel Gehenim, he'll be punished for such histaklus. If a person is just walking on the street and he happens to turn the corner and he sees somebody who's not properly clad and he doesn't really get hanah from this, he's not trying to get hanah from this, and then he's not punished, that is permissible. If lo mitzad amusar, other than for the fact that a person should try not to put himself into such situations. He brings down from the Sefer Mincha Shmuel, Hochiach, he there chastises the Odom Choshev Yesh Lo Lizor B'chol Gavne. A Choshev, a person should try very hard not to put himself in such a situation, which is why people are so much against having various types of pictures in public areas that are really truly pornographic, or at the very least, not sneas, because they really are a stumbling block for people that otherwise would never look at such types of pictures or women. And then furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'chosav HaPrima Godim, Dimimakomu Shederech Lios Mechusa, things that are normally covered up, for example, kigron zroosea, uchai gavne, shar makom asaguf, parts of the upper arm and other parts of the body that are normally covered, afriya ba'alma also. Then just to look at that is also, even if you're not saying Kriya Shema. The chosva pa'oskim, the poskim write, the besulos didon, b'chal nidoseim, ishagilus man veset, u'b'chal aroyoseim. And unmarried women today who are virgins, nevertheless, they all have the status halachically of being a nida, because they don't go to the mikveh at all, and therefore they all be in the category of a woman who is usher with the halachic status of an erva, the erva being nida. The issue footnote number 16 points out there are exceptions to this rule. A person's wife, a person's mother, his daughter, his sisters, there a person is allowed to go and look at them to say, wow, you look beautiful, you look very pretty. That is permissible for these close relatives. And this is brought down in the Shaharat Zion, and The Dirshu footnote continues to bring down Rav Yashiv Zatzal, who says the kavana of the Shaar Etzion is l'chol akrovos she'en libo shel adam nokva aleihem. This is for anybody that you wouldn't be concerned that they're having some sort of an improper relationship with any close relative would be included in this din. In Dirshu footnote number 17, he brings down, when you're not looking over here to get hanor, but you're looking to see who you're talking to. A person knocks on your door and you want to see, is it a client, is it a patient, is it a person who is delivering the mail? So if you want to see who it is, so then that's not called looking at that person to identify who they are. That's not called getting hanor for looking at a woman. The issue footnote number 18 points out how this isser of looking is a very, very severe isser. Isser histaklos be'erva echmiru. The rabbis were very, very strict with this isser. Kivin shemotzi bo pisu hayetzer v'laz habrios. Because unfortunately, human nature is very well known that this can easily lead a person astray and can certainly lead to people casting aspersions on such a person. And therefore, one should be very careful with who he looks at on the street and who he looks at in general. Then the Ramah continues and he writes, v'nira midivri ha'rosh. The Ramah quotes the Rosh, who says, "Detefach beisha erva afilu liisha acheres," that even for another woman, if a woman has revealed an area that normally is covered up, that's a tefach by a tefach, another woman isn't even allowed to read kriyashma against such a woman. Raksha ba'atzmi yichol likros afa pishi aruma, but a woman herself who is scantily clad by she's alone by herself, she would be allowed to read kriyashma, as we learned in Siman Ayin Dalet. Now, this is the opinion of the Rosh. The Mishnah Berurah in Sipkot and Ches says, however, the Rashba disagrees. Aval ha-Rashba cholek al zeh v'tamo, the reasoning of the Rashba is, the svirulei d'chi hechid d'be'atzmi chol likros kishi aruma, since a woman technically can go and read kriyashma even while she's naked, as long as we pointed out previously, that she's lying on the ground or sitting on the ground so that her erva is actually covered up. But even though the rest of her body is unclad, there is no din over here of libo, roes, or erva in a woman. Alma, the ein begilui, kol gufa, mishum, velo yira, b'cho erva's dover. So her being not clothed isn't a problem with the prohibition that would be with a man, velo yira, b'cho erva's dover. That's only elo le'anoshim, umishum hira. That's there because it applies to a man and because it applies with improper thoughts. Cain, af ish acheres muteris likros ulispalu neg kinegda kishiaruma. And therefore, another woman would be allowed, according to the Rashba, to go and daven while she is in the room with another woman who's not clothed properly. Mishnah Berurah then brings down various achronim, the prichadosh, the al-yiraba, the gra, achronim, maskimim, mim harashba, that we passing like the Rashba over here to be makel. Vedatum, the gam harash, modelzeh. And they actually hold that the Rosh holds like this as well. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'da'od the lekuli alma ein mutar likros negdo kishia ruma, rak kishia yosheves kadesh lo yeh poner shlamata niras." As I pointed out a moment ago, the Mishnah Berurah here says that the only time the woman who is unclothed is allowed to read is if she's sitting on the ground, so that her actual erva, the actual female genitalia, are covered up. Avok kishia medes, if she's standing up, then dino kamo neged ervas ish. Then the halachos of the gilui erva, prohibiting somebody to read Divrei Torah in front of that, apply here as well, even to a woman. Also, and even if it's far away, that still would be a problem, even if it's in a different halachic area. If it's visible, then you can't read Shema. Dirshu footnote number 19 asks the question, what about reading Kriyat Shema by a man's body that normally is covered up? So he brings down the Aruch HaShulchan, who says there's a sofek on this. That if a woman were to see this in a man, she would be allowed to read Kriyashma, because we're not concerned by a woman having improper thoughts. But if you are concerned that the woman's going to have improper thoughts, so the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Ayin Gimel had said that it would be also for a woman in that situation to read as well. And just in general, is a woman not allowed to look at a man? So he brings down the Shelos of Tshuva's Divrei Yitziv, that women also have this prohibition not to go look at men. And brings down the Shevet HaLevi, who says, but if she's not looking for improper, prurient reasons, then be permissible for a woman to look at a man, as opposed to a man shouldn't be looking at a woman. Sif Beis. Now we discuss the very important halachos of a woman's hair. What is the halachic status of a woman's hair? Differences between a married woman and a woman who is not married. Seyar shel isha, hair of a woman on her head, shedarka lechasosa, which is normally covered up. A married woman, as we'll see, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the famous Gemara in Sota, married woman has to cover her hair, so it's normally covered. So if it's uncovered, also lekros kinegdo, a person is not allowed to read kriyashma while he's in sight of uncovered hair of a married woman. And the Ramah adds, hafilu ishto, even his own wife. The Mechaber continues, avol besulos, women who aren't married, And as we'll see in a moment, this is talking about the never married, as opposed to an almana or a grusha. Shadarkin lelech pruos. The custom is that such besulos do walk around with the hair not covered. Such women do walk around darkin lelech pruos harosh. So mutter, one could read kriyashma. The Rama adds, Hagah, v'u hadin ha'saros shel noshim sh'regilin lotzeis michutz l'tzimtom. Likewise, even a married woman who normally keeps her hair covered and she has some sort of a band, that's this semton over here that we're talking about, that normally keeps the hair fully underneath the hair covering that they have, but if some of the hair gets out beyond that, so then you would be allowed to read Kriyashma even though you're in the visibility of such hair. The Kol Shekein, and certainly the Rama adds, Seyar Nochris, if you're talking about a sheitel, a wig, Afilu Darko L'chasos, even if women have the custom that they cover up the peyos nochris, the seyar nochris, even if they have the custom, as many do, that they wear some sort of a hair covering on top of their sheitel, nevertheless, you could read kriyashma against the sheitel. This is a very important subject. Let's see what the Mishnah Berurah has to say. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Tess writes, the seyar shel ish, a man's hair, afilu shel erva, even if it's genital hair, hayotzi derech nekev shel bigdo, if it somehow protrudes from some hole in his garment, Mutu likros kinegdo. That doesn't have the halachic status of erva, and you could read kriyashma against this. However, avol in hakis nira heavy erva. But if the testicles are visible, the scrotal sac is visible, that is considered erva. Sivkot and yud, that normally darko lechasoso, normally the hair is covered, so you're not allowed to read kriyashma. Vafilu main der, darko lechasoso rak b'shuk, v'lo b'bayis v'chotza. Even if the custom was for the woman, married women, to cover the hair only in public, but if they come into the house or into their courtyard, they didn't cover the hair, nevertheless, the hair still has the issue, even though the woman might not be doing something wrong, according to this custom. Mikol makom, bichlal ervahi, the hair still has the status of being an erva, lekuliyama afilu b'bayis. In all, according to everybody, even in her own privacy, her own house, and her husband, v'osher shom likros negda, in niskalik sasmihen, and her own husband wouldn't be allowed to read kriyashma, and certainly anybody else would also not be allowed to read kriyashma if the woman, the married woman's hair is uncovered. The issue footnote number 22 talks about how much hair is permissible outside the hair covering that you're still allowed to read it, as the Ramad said, Shurigilin Lotzeis Michutz Litzimtan. So he brings down the famous Shelus Achuvus from Ligus Moshe, from Moshe Feinstein's Atzal, Shafilu Seyo Shel Isha Cheres Lo Nesar Bepochus Mitefach. If less than a tefach is revealed, it's not a problem. And the hair that comes from out of the headband that is around covering up the hair, even if hair longer than a tefach comes out, that would be acceptable as well. That is the opinion of Ramosha Feinstein. However, even Ramosha brings down biyosim mitefach odit lachmir. It certainly is better to be machmir, not to have more than a tefach visible at all. And there are other opinions that are stricter, ayin sham. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, who says, V'da'ot, furthermore, Da'filum derech isha zuvich hevroseh, b'yosem okum lelech, b'gilu yarosh, b'shok kiderech haprutzos. Osir. The Mishnah Berurah tells us a very important din, that if women do not cover the hair, the married women, and unfortunately, like in many places where the women do not follow this halacha, married women don't cover the hair, the fact that they're acting in this fashion doesn't permit it. Also, the Mishnah Berurah says, to read kriyashma kineged such a woman. Just if their thigh was revealed, the awesome chol gabne, nobody would say that that would be permissible, as we've learned already in Sifkat and Beis. Kivon shetzrichos l'chasos sasa'oros mitzaradin, since they must absolutely, according to the halacha, cover the hair. It's not a minuk to do so. A married woman must cover her hair. The yesh was a iser Torah. This is forbidden from a din d'araisa, as the pasuk says, "Midiksev upara rosh aisha by sota you uncover hair." Mechlau shayim mechusa, implying that normally a married woman's hair is covered up. The gam kol benos yisrael amachzikos b'das Moshe and isaros mizeh, and certainly all women who are God fearing cover their hair. Mimos avoseinu from the times of the early fathers, miyalum yarata from then until now. Bechlau ervahi va'asa likros kinegdon. So such a hair of a married woman is considered an erva, and it is forbidden to read kriyashma against such hair, such as the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. And he's only talking here about a woman who's not married. If her hair is loose, that you could read, you could go and say, Ayosim Chutzal Simton, or the hair that is coming out from underneath their hat or hairband, Shazet Toli Bimnegum Komos. That already is totally on the different customs that people have, how much is actually fully covered, or if nothing is revealed. If they're very careful not to have any hair revealed, so then you shouldn't read it if they have a little bit of hair revealed. Then it would be Miklal Ervahiv, also Likros Kinegdon, if that's the custom. But if that's not the custom, that women do allow a little bit of hair to come out from underneath their techel or their headband, then it would be permissible to read Kriyashma Mishnah, the Kivan Shirugilim Behen, since men are accustomed to seeing this, Leika Hirhura Uchadakame, this wouldn't cause prurient thoughts and is permissible. Bottom line, the Mishnah says you cannot read in front of a woman who's married if her hair is not covered. The Aruch HaShulchan has a major kula against the Mishnah Berurah over here. And I want to read you the words of the Aruch HaShulchan, which is found in Siv Zayin in this siman. And the Aruch HaShulchan writes, V'yatoa bo v'nitzavach al pirtzos dorenu. He says, look at the women in our generation, b'avoseinu harabim, shezeh shonim rabos, for many years, nifritzu b'nois Yisrael b'avon zeh, that married women aren't covering their hair, and they go around with their hair open in public. And no matter how much we've argued about this, v'lo l'ho, it doesn't help at all. And tragically, unfortunately, the women who are married go around with the hair uncovered just like the women who are not married. Oy lanu, woe is to us, shall also be a menu, that such is the custom in our days. Nevertheless, akopochus ledina, he says, halach lemaisa, mutter lanu lispalu levorach neged roshein amagulos. We are allowed to daven and say kriyashma in front of such women, because ruban holchos kach, since most women unfortunately go like this, and therefore it's considered like parts of the body that are normally revealed already, it doesn't give them a heter to do this, but it gives us a heter to say kriyashma, because we won't have improper prurient thoughts, because we're unfortunately so used to seeing such types of things. The halacha brura brings down as well the same halacha, that even though you should cover the hair, absolutely, that's not a question. He says, unfortunately, since so many women who are married do not cover the hair, ein locho shosu lehira of error. We don't have to be concerned that a man will have improper thoughts because he's so used to, unfortunately, to see this, and therefore he could read kriyashma. This is a tremendous kula. If you're in a shul where you can see the women, and many women who are married have their hair uncovered, you wouldn't be allowed to daven in such a shul. If you're looking at that area, you'd have to turn your head away. Sometimes it's not physically possible to do so. So this is a tremendous kula of both the Aruch HaShulchan and the Halacha Berurah brings down many achronim who agree with this. He also brings down those that don't, but he paskins halacha lemaisa that you can't rely upon this kula. Sivkot Nid Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ubsulos Arusos, he says, Ubsula, who is first stage of marriage, is also like a married woman, Asurus Leil Chabgilu Rosh, she can't walk around with her hair uncovered. He says the same thing for Besulos Shenivalu, Tzrichim L'chasus Rosh, a woman who is no longer a virgin, even though she's not married, also has to cover her hair. However, he says, if she refuses to do so, then Ein Yecholim L'chofa, you can't force her to do so. Sivkot Nid Beis, he brings down the Mogen of Ram, who writes, Lo Yalchu B'Gilu Yarosh, Rakim Saroseim Kluos Lo Susturos, that a woman who is not married should certainly braid her hair in some way that it's not hanging loose. However, he brings down the Maxis Ashek on the Mogen of Burim, who are made to allow this. Non-Jewish women who have no obligation to cover the hair, it's unclear whether they have to at least braid their hair and keep it tight rather than let it hang loose. In the Dirsha footnotes, he brings down in number 26 that if you have very short hair, this doesn't apply. And nowadays, that certainly Goyish women don't cover the hair. He brings down from the Shelus Tshuva Sigrus Moshe that their hair is not considered erva, as long as it doesn't cause one to have improper thoughts. Sivkot Yud Gimel, he says, Mutal Likros Bazeh Afilu Neged Isha Cheres. Even if it's not your wife, you can read in this situation with the hair that comes out of the hairband, the Kivan the Regilim Behen, Lekka Hirurim, because this is normal and you won't have Hirurim. But to look at such a woman is absolutely inappropriate. Afilu Besaros Shemichutz Tzimtar Osur. But to even look at such hair that comes outside of their tichel, that would be inappropriate if you're looking to benefit from it. Sivkot Yud Dalet, he says, Rotsa Lomar Shemovat Kovash Al Rosho Yesh Lo Tzemes. Talking about besides the tichel, they would have some sort of a band around their hair to keep the hair inside the tichel, to prevent any of the hair from coming out. And that little bit that comes out, it's impossible to keep it in unless you have the hair band. And on this, that the Rashba is meikel. However, he brings down the Zohar that one should be very careful about this as well. Shouldn't see any hair of the woman. And he says it's a sakana for the house if you do have this hair exposed, and he says that Rachmana Litzlan can cause children not to become chosh of a people, and he says the Sitra Acher, Yitzhara, loves to be in such a house, the Kol Shekenim Holchos B'Shukakach, and certainly if she's not in her house, but she's walking the streets in this fashion. And he says a righteous woman would want even in her own house not to have her hair ever uncovered. If a woman follows this, she will get great children who are compared to an olive tree, and that its leaves never wither, and it's superior to other trees. She'll have children that are greater than other children, and furthermore, her husband will be blessed with all sorts of brachos and all sorts of wealth and riches and children and in areas of life. That is a Zohar. He then brings the Bogan Avraham and says one should try to be machmir like the Zohar. And he brings down the famous story from the Gemara about Kimchis, who because of her great sneis in her house, she was roided to have many, many children who are Kohanim Gedolim. This will end today's shir. We'll pick up the last Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Tesvav, tomorrow. Im Yirtzeh Hashem.